Hi, this is Dave James, and joining me on the phone from Dayton is Mr. Richard Payne. He is the president of the National Federation of the Blind of Ohio. How are you?
Dave, I'm doing great. And yourself?
I'm good. Thanks for talking to us today. I wanted to get in touch with you just to talk a little bit about the federation. Tell me about the National Federation of the Blind of Ohio. What do you guys do?
So the National Federation of the Blind of Ohio is an organization of the blind speaking for themselves. We believe in the full capacity of blind people. So with that said, the National Federation of the Blind advocates for the rights of blind people. We do everything from promote legislation to educate the public. We talk to and mentor parents of blind children. We go into the school systems and educate the school systems. We help people find resources. We provide free white canes for people that are blind. We have conferences throughout the state of Ohio and nationally. We just had our most recent convention in Orlando, Florida. Again, we are the nation's oldest organization of blind people in the country, and we're 50,000 strong across the nation.
Tell me about the blind in Ohio. Do you have any statistics on how many people are blind in Ohio?
I don't know the exact number of blind people that are in Ohio, but I believe the average is about 2% of the population.
Okay. When you talk about the ways that you help folks, what are some of the important issues that the Federation of the Blind is advocating for?
So in the state of Ohio right now, we have a bill we're promoting, and it is HB 309, and it is a parental rights bill. We found across the country that there are situations where blind parents' children are being taken from them based on the fact that people are blind, and assuming that because both parents may be blind, that they cannot take care of their children, which is not true. We've not only demonstrated it, but we have the right as people to be able to take care of our children just like anyone else. So in Ohio, we have this bill currently, and it's in the Senate Judiciary Committee, and we believe it's going to pass this year. We also have bills that we're fighting against, any bill that would weaken the Americans with Disability Act, and we have one in the state Senate right now, HB 271, and we're totally against this bill because we believe it will weaken the Americans with Disability Act.
Okay. I would imagine these days, especially, that with modern technology the way it is, that there are a lot of gadgets and other stuff that help the blind tremendously and make them much more independent than they would have been, you know, a few decades ago.
So you do have a valid point, but we want to emphasize that even with all of the technology and things that are out there to assist people now, and there is a tremendous amount of, some people say, gadgets and tools and technology, and we do use them and take advantage of them in our schools and our homes and everything, other things that we do. But the real focus is on training and opportunities and education. Most people who are blind don't need any special gadgets or tools to get around their home. Now, we use devices, Google devices, Amazon devices, and other technology to do things as far as mark our clothes or read barcode labels on cans and things of that nature. But to just walk around your home or familiarize yourself, that's part of that training and blindness skill set that we promote, because unless you have those basic skills of blindness, it doesn't matter what tools and technology you have, because you need to have your own ability to be confident within who you are.
What about for the blind when they're out, not only just in the workforce, but, you know, at the store or just out in society in general? Are they better accepted, and is the effort to help them better than it used to be?
When it comes to accepting people who are blind, I believe society is becoming more aware of the advancement of people themselves, that we have not only demonstrated by working and being first-class citizens, but there are so many people that are blind that are so are so much into going out in our communities and educating, as I said, the public, that it's obvious that today we're way more integrated into society. And so therefore society's attitude has to change. And also our attitudes have changed because, again, not only do we have to educate the public, we unfortunately, there are some people that are blind that have to be educated themselves, because you got to think about it. When you lose your sight, it affects your whole world. So sometimes we have to change our attitudes and understand that maybe we couldn't do something when we first lost our sight, but with the proper training and opportunities, not only can we do what we thought we couldn't do, we can probably do way more. The world is also our playground.
Talking with Richard Payne, he's the president of the National Federation of the Blind of Ohio. As our population gets older, we do have more and more people who, due to health reasons, diabetes or whatever, or just debilitating eye diseases that happen as people get older that progressively get worse, there are a lot more people now who are blind who weren't, you know, up until recently. And that's a whole new way to try to adapt. But it also puts a lot of people in that position who have a lot more knowledge about the transition in society and the barriers that they have to overcome.
Dave, you're correct. And our organization has particular divisions of our affiliates. We have a Diabetes Action Network. We have a seniors division that when people are getting older, we understand the transition. We have calls every couple of months to talk about facing blindness. We believe that we are the best to teach other people about blindness because we have the right attitude. We understand that blindness is not the characteristic that defined us or our future.
What's the biggest fear for somebody, as perhaps somebody who is getting older, who is losing their eyesight?
The biggest fear is not knowing about blindness, not being educated enough, and not having the resources to be able to overcome even the stereotypes that people are probably in their own surrounding not understanding themselves. So that's one of the things that I think is the benefit of having an organization such as the National Federation of the Blind of Ohio, is that we can be the first responders. So we encourage hospitals and other agencies to contact us, because not only do we believe we have the answers, we also there as a support partner.
And if somebody listening is in this situation, or they have a family member who is, and they want to turn to your organization for help, what can you do for them, and how do they do that?
The first thing that we can do for them is let them know that with the proper training and opportunities, their lives can be as normal as anyone else's, and that we're there to help them through this transition. And whatever it would take, whether it be to provide other resources or give them one-on-one mentoring support or partner with other agencies in order to be able to make sure that they can live the life they want, we're there for them, because we are the National Federation of the Blind.
So if it's somebody, you know, up in Sandusky or down in Athens or, you know, up by Toledo, are there different offices around the state that work with you, or that you have branch offices around Ohio, or what?
We have chapters across the state, but we have an at-large chapter that can also reach out and help people that are in remote areas. And we would do anything we can, no matter where they are, in order to be able to support a person in need. And we do it all the time, every day.
Okay. It's Richard Payne again, president of the National Federation of the Blind of Ohio. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I want to make sure people know that our website is www.nfbohio.org. org. We look forward to talking with anyone, and you certainly can contact us on that website in our chapters and divisions.
Okay. Richard Payne again, National Federation of the Blind of Ohio. Very interesting, and thanks for all the information.
We appreciate it, and thank you for reaching out to us.